BOE back in session, BOE 181. Jim, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We're running way behind today because of some cases above. We're calling regarding the Branson Hills Hotel.
Are you saying this was the trouble
for
you?
Okay.
Did you call my lawyer?
Oh, is this the one where we had two different numbers and I need to call the other one, right? Yep.
Okay. Yes, I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right. That's 402, and I think that I do have a different number. All right, I'll do that. All right, thanks.
Yep, you'll call me. Thank you.
Yeah, I did that last time.
Weren't you okay with their four one parcels? And we were just talking about the other one. So 4.1 on the one, the first one.
This is Jennifer Hardy.
Jennifer, this is David Akers of the Taney County BOE. We're had a lot of stuff today, so we're kind of behind. So we're calling you, but I think this is the one where the assessor was okay with the 4.1. Is that what you had on the motor?
On the hotel.
Okay. And that is... Is that BOE 181? I just, sorry, I got the assessor here. We're talking. Is
I'm
BOE,
for that.
Is the hotel BOE 4.1, BOE 181, is that the one you're agreeable to, 4.1?
I'm
sorry, you're talking to me?
No, I'm not yet, Jen. I apologize, Jennifer. We're just wanting to make sure we have our conversations on the record kind of thing.
What was the appraisal that you had for the hotel? What's your number?
The appraisal for the hotel, wasn't that the 4.1?
Right. That's correct.
And then we had 4.2, and so I'm agreeable if she's got an appraisal to have it at the 4.1.
Okay. That's on BOE 181. So the question was, I think, we continued this last time because of BOE 402, which is the theater property. Is that correct?
Yes.
We have the, on a cost basis, she's put it at almost 3.4, and you believe that it's to be 2 million. And there was additional information that came in that you guys sent. It looks like you've got some deeds or warranty deeds that you've sent in, or
yes.
What? Okay.
So the question that we left it at on the settlement statement, when these properties were purchased in June of 23,
yeah,
the properties were allocated. There was consideration for each one. The theater on that settlement statement is identified as lot 1AA.
Okay.
And what I did was I looked at the deed for the legal description of lot 1AA, and I looked at the survey of lot 1AA, because the question on the table when we left last week was
whether the parking lot was included.
Right, yes. And so I believe that it is, because if you look at that survey, which identifies the legal description 1AA, that it includes the theater and the parking lot. So they paid $899,000 for it, $899,000 in June of 23. So I put down the value as $1 million, just to increase it from the sale date.
Okay, did we have we had the closing statement from last time, which said $889,000, I think it was.
Yes.
Okay, that's 2 years ago. They got a sale that broke it down that they bought. I mean, it's the largest it's the largest piece, but it's substantially less than the theater, like four times less than the theater, or excuse me, the hotel. On the,
yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, it's, well, they're, I think they're running a, at least a show out of it now, but it's basically been a vacant theater.
Okay.
It has been vacant.
Okay, you remember that from last time, so they're asking for $1 million, and they just, they bought it, it's parceled out to be $1 million. It's a pretty substantial drop, but if that's what they bought it for. Thoughts, questions, no.
So the theater's got a substantial amount of parking lot. And
they have, in this material they provided, it seems to show that the, that was included as what they paid for that parcel in the settlement statement. That included the substantial parking lot. It seems like a pretty substantial drop from...
So the assessor, you're saying... The structure without the land is $2 million, is what
right.
You're pretty, yeah.
That's what Kelly had.
So we're basically cutting that structure. And, well,
cutting it in half. Mm-hmm. That seems like a pretty big reduction.
Well, but you also said this was when they were assessed as two parcels,
correct.
And now they're three.
Right.
So that $2 million could include more than just the theater.
Well, when he broke it down, like I said, he was doing the theater and restaurant portion, just the structures.
She's talking, Jennifer, she's talking about the appraisal done by Trimble.
Okay.
I don't know.
That was Prince Patel.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I haven't seen that appraisal. I just have the appraisal we submitted.
Right. So they took us to the State Tax Commission. And Taney County themselves paid for an appraisal for the 2021 BOE. And then in the meantime, while we were waiting for the decision, after we'd gotten our appraisal, then they split it to three parcels and sold it. So that's why you're hearing a little confusion here, because, you know, we have our paid appraisal and what it was worth for 21, and then we're trying to figure out what was included, and the appraiser just cut it into sections where he
basically what he put down on his appraisal that he did he do the appraisal from 21, is that right? Okay. Back in 21 he had the real estate valued at $4,220,000, and the real estate that with the theater at $2 million, and the excess area at $150,000.
So it was sitting on 26 acres. That's when he was saying excess area.
Okay.
That's the acreage.
But that's when it was just two pieces of property.
Right.
So in that theater valuation, do you think they also included the other one that got sold? In other words, this was when it was all one piece and not three pieces of property.
This was when it was two pieces.
Oh, this is when it was in two pieces?
Right.
Okay. And now it's in three. So I guess what I'm asking is, somewhere in there, in this appraisal that we have here from 21, includes that third piece, which is not part of our docket.
Right. And so if you look at this one here, this is when we split it out, using the numbers we previously had. And so you've got the theater down here valued at this much. So it's just slightly below what the hotel is. Do you see? It went from 4.2 and you're at 4.1 now.
But that theater
is 3.3 and that went down.
I'm just wondering why there's such a disparity. But, I mean, they paid what they paid, I guess.
You can take the land out and it's 2.2.
But they're asking for $1 million on that
and
parcel.
They said they purchased it for $900,000. What was the date that you purchased it at?
23. So.
When did this decision come out?
Well, the appraisal
June
26,
23.
The appraisal was 21. And then but your appraisal is the new one is $1 million, right? Or or
I don't have appraisal.
Oh, that's all right. That's right. You don't have it on the theater. You just have it on the hotel.
Do we know what that other parcel sold for?
Or, do like, we have any idea what the other parcel was sold off for? Just trying to figure out the disparity.
Which parcel are you talking about?
There was a third parcel that was part of the original appeal that had the
pool.
Had the clubhouse and pool, which you don't own now. Somebody else does, apparently. Is that right?
Correct. My client doesn't own it. I don't think it was ever sold. I think the original purchasers, who my client bought from, retained it.
Okay. Well, I'm wondering if that's included in that. That's why I was asking, is that included in that $2 million?
No. This was our original number before we went to the SGC. Okay.
Yeah.
And so we had to divide it before we found out what they decided was going to be the value. And I believe this is what it finally came out to be on the appraisal, because it actually came out to be 6.37.
So who came up with these numbers? You?
Your office.
Your office?
My office.
Okay.
On the cost analysis, using a cost approach.
Right.
And again, we're trying to value it, and we had a value on it, which they appealed. Then we paid the appraisal, and then we have the what it was. And in the meantime, they're splitting it, so we had to split it with the original high amount. And then work from there. And then when the value came from the state tax commission, then it has to be adjusted for these numbers to go to this.
Well, these are Kelly's numbers.
Yeah, these are
Kelly's. That's not the state tax numbers. Where are they?
No, I don't have those on me.
Okay, well, but nonetheless, they're appealing for today, and they've given us a sheet indicating that. Are they giving us a closing statement that indicates that's what it was? And they're asking for $1 million on that particular parcel. It seems like a substantial drop, especially on the theater. And there's now a show in it.
Narnia.
Yep.
It's 52,000 square feet.
Oh, what they paid.
I said it's 52,000 square feet. 52,574.
And that I will say, one of the things that Kelly Trimble found from or told us, the bigger the theater, the harder it is to operate because it takes so much to fill it, so much to, you know, they're kind of a white elephant, I guess, right now. So.
Well, I agree, but I guess I would be interested in what the state tax commission put it at.
If
the state tax commission put a ruling on it in 23, I need to. Do you have any idea what that ruling was?
No, that 23 appeal is still pending.
The 21, though, I thought we got an answer.
Well, the 21 may have come back, but I think the 23 is. Well.
Can we even rule on it if it's pending?
On the 23, I mean, when you say we, isn't your client the one that purchased? Or are you you just took over that appeal?
I just took over that appeal, yeah, that's correct. So the attorney that was previously handling it, I think was hired by the previous owner, and my client and I just found out about the appeal in May, just a couple months ago. And so.
Okay.
It's at $64.48 a square foot. No, at the current appraised value. A 3.3.
But we need to take the land out, don't we?
That's just the building. I didn't do anything with
the land.
Just
the building.
That's just the building. Well, yeah, I guess I would.
This is the biggest parcel there.
Hold on.
with it.